Good morning, my audio boo friends, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you listen to this. It is April 3rd. It is Tuesday morning here for me, just a little bit past 9 o'clock. I am going grocery shopping. It's a little bit out of my usual schedule. Usually Tuesday mornings I go to work at my office contract. I'm doing some documentation there in a wiki form. And I didn't go grocery shopping on last night, Monday night, like I usually do. And since I do have flexi hours at work, I've taken it one step further today. I'm working from home. Later on this afternoon, I'll put in about 5 or 6 hours or so. But what I wanted to talk about, speaking of time, something I was doing yesterday, in fact, and trying to wrap my head around my next assignment for my technical writing. I've been using something called mind mapping for many, many years now in various different forms and for various different reasons. For my technical writing, I use it sort of as a note form. It's perhaps a little bit of overkill to use mind mapping for that particular reason, but I just find that it helps me categorize my notes under three different subjects or sections, I guess, of the reports that I write. So my mind maps look a lot like sort of what the graphical breakout of my technical report would look like, with headings or with each breakout of the mind map matching a particular heading of my report. And then that's when I start noticing patterns between the various sections, and that's why I use mind mapping. I've used my mind mapping also for things like budgeting, to create my budget, my home budget, and see if there's places where, you know, I could take a little bit from this side of the budget and apply it to another part of the budget. But regardless, I think it's a great tool. It basically takes your thoughts and puts them down graphically, allowing you to see if there are any associations, if there's any patterns to your thinking, and to your, maybe if you're making a decision and you're weighing the pros and the cons about something, you know, like I said, patterns may or may not appear by using this method. There's other methods too. I don't even know the names of them. Some use tables. Oh, sorry, my microphone just got caught on my jacket. Some use tables. Some use various forms of triangular diagrams. I just find the mind mapping is great. Now, the program I use, I mean, there's several out there, but the program I use is actually freeware. It's an open source. It's called FreeMind, and it's available at freemind.sourceforge.net. Anyway, just look up FreeMind in Google. But if that's free, that's F-R-E-E, Mind, M-I-N-D, all together, FreeMind. It's great, very intuitive little software. It runs on just about anything you want to throw at it. I don't think there's an Android or an iPod app yet. They're probably working on it. I know there are a few free ones available for the iPad, if you care to look them up in Google. I've seen a couple floating around. I had one on the iPod, but it's just too small. And I don't have an iPad right now. And Mac, congratulations on getting an iPad. I envy you. No, I don't, actually. No, I got my little Android tablet, and it'll do for now. I just don't really have a real good use for an iPad at the moment. So that's it. I wanted to talk about FreeMind and mind mapping in general. FreeMind is the particular application I use. Again, available for Windows, Mac, Linux, if you're running a flavor of Linux. And great little program, has allowed me to really do some organization. Now I'm going to do another boo right after this one on organizing your time and your priorities using Gmail. Right back at you.